WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
It occurred on December 22nd this year at 0608 GMT, or 8 minutes after midnight in the Central Time Zone. The winter solstice occurs at the instant when the sun's position in the sky is at its greatest angular distance on the other side of the equatorial plane from the observer. Depending on the shift of the calendar, the winter solstice occurs sometime between December 20th and the 23rd each year in the Northern Hemisphere, and between June 20th and June 23rd in the Southern Hemisphere. The winter solstice occurs during either the shortest day or the longest night of the year. Though the winter solstice lasts only an instant, the term refers to the full 24-hour period. Worldwide, interpretation of the event has varied from culture to culture, but most cultures have held a recognition of rebirth involving holidays, festivals, gatherings, rituals, or other celebrations around that time. The list of celebrations is very long, most of which I can't come close to pronouncing. The word solstice derives from Latin, sol for sun, and sistere, stand still, so winter solstice means sun stands still in winter. Meteorologically, winter is generally thought of as December, January, and February, but astronomically, the winter solstice is considered mid-winter. The good news is that the days are getting longer as the sun treks northward once again. If you want to get a jump on the next winter solstice, mark your calendar right now for December the 21st, 2008 at 12:08 GMT. Since the solstice occurred at night, I didn't see my shadow. Oh, wait, that's a different prognostication tool. If you have serious questions about the weather, send them to question@weatherbrains.com.